Well, you know, Brian, Father's Day can be a wonderful holiday, but it can also be very, very tough. Many of us don't have our earthly fathers here anymore, and especially if our fathers have died or passed in the last several years, Father's Day can pack a real punch because we're very aware our dads aren't here anymore, and it hurts. So some listening today may be fathers, and for some reason Father's Day is tough for you for other reasons. Maybe there's a separation, a divorce, an estrangement from your kids somehow. And then there's even another factor in Father's Day. If you're a father and you've lost a child, oh my, Father's Day can bring that loss up and just cause it to swim before your eyes, and it can be very, very painful. So for folks who are hurting this Father's Day, I would say several things. First of all, please understand, please know that it's okay to hurt. We're created in the image of God. Part of that means we're wired for relationship with God and with other people. So we're not really designed to do separation very well. And when someone we love is missing or gone, no longer there, it hurts, and it's supposed to. So it's okay to hurt. Second, I would say this. Please use Father's Day somehow. Don't just let it come upon you. You know, if you've lost a father, find a simple way to remember him this Father's Day. Find a way to honor him. Speak his name out loud, over and over again even. Tell his story to someone, your story of him to someone. Share the memories. Even do small things like light a candle, set up an empty chair, write a letter, buy him a card. Remember him and honor him with a simple plan this Father's Day. And if you're a father and you've lost a child, please don't ignore your own heart on Father's Day. Remember your child. Honor them. Tell their story. Speak their name. Share memories. Find a simple way to remember your child this Father's Day. And above all else, for all of us, we need to remember that we have a perfect Father, and he's not going anywhere. We honor him on this Father's Day. So if you're hurting, please remember your ultimate Father, your heavenly Father, is in this with you. He doesn't always deliver us from pain and hardship, but he's always with us in it. So if you're in a hurting place, kind of view it this way. You're there on assignment, and your assignment is, in the midst of this difficult season, meet Jesus there and walk with him. So as much as possible, Happy Father's Day.